Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Come to me, O you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God. He replied to him, A man gave a great dinner to each. He invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servants to say to those invited, Come, everything is now ready. But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused. And another said, I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused. And another said, I have just married a woman and therefore I cannot come. The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, Go out quickly into the street and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. The servants reported, Sir, your orders have been carried out and still there is a room. The master then ordered the servant, Go out to the highways and hedge groups and make people come in that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who invited will taste my dinner. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Of course, it's very clear that Jesus is complaining to the Jews that time they do not accept him as a Messiah. Then Jesus opened the door of heaven to all the people. We are all invited for this kingdom of God. But still, we have our freedom to choose. We follow Jesus. It's not that once and forever. We have to say to Jesus, I follow you on a daily basis. Because we are forgetful. Sometimes we are lazy. We do not live up to the Spirit of Christ. So it's important that we have to remind ourselves. So in a sense, day by day, moment by moment, the only thing we have to do is to do the will of God. We are chosen for this, for the will of God being completed through our participation, through our love, through our service. We are all called for this purpose. Humanly speaking, we have many excuses. not to do it, not to do the will of God. That's what the parable in the Jesus saying. We are called, but we are not answering. It's important that we start again to tell Jesus, we want to follow you day by day, moment by moment. Let us, our Heavenly Mother, to protect us. Also ask Jesus, tell him that we want to follow him every present moment, and say sorry to Jesus, whatever we didn't put our effort, and start again now, right now. Tell Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you right away. Give me your strength. Give me your help. Jesus, I trust in you.